Hey y'all, this is Karen with the Rock Movers, and I'm so excited you're here. I can't wait to share season 2, the 22 version, with you. We have some amazing guests coming your way, and this year's gonna be a little bit different. How? Stay tuned, you'll see. Hello, my friends, and welcome to season 2 of the Rock Movers. Can I just say how glad and appreciative I am? I'm grateful that you are here, because as I launch or relaunch season 2 of the podcast, it's going to be different this time. And I just want to give you that heads up that as amazing and great and impactful as season 1 was, season 2, I promise you, is going to be even better. In season 2, we are going to get real. We're going to dive into the rocks that you are moving for yourself, for others. And this time, gentlemen, we are not excluding you. That's right. Season 2 will have men. So welcome, 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 gentlemen, to the Rock Movers. I just also wanted to launch into this season a little different in the regard that I want to begin to share my world, my rocks, my journey to this place with you. I've had several of you ask about my story. How did the Rock Movers come to be? And I think it's impactful to share it. I think it's important for you to understand that I didn't just arrive here. None of us did, right? We all know that. But how did I get to this place? How did I get to where I am even here today? As a coach, as a speaker, as someone that is so blessed to be serving some amazing, amazing professionals and human beings. How did that happen? And how do you do it? So we're going to launch into that this season of the Rock Movers. So hang on with me. It's going to be amazing. And I just want to start off this episode with a little bit about me. So each time you'll learn a little bit more, but this time I wanted to share how the Rock Movers came to be, because I think that in itself is an amazing story. And I think it's amazing because it's not about me. You're going to learn. I have avoided talking about myself because I love to put others at the center of attention. And that's how the Rock Movers was formed. I was part of a coaching peer group with some amazing, insightful, brilliant coaches. And one of them had a podcast. And I just loved what she was doing. I just thought it was so exciting and amazing. And she kept telling me, you need to do it. You need to do it. And Casey Haston, when you listen to this, you know you are the reason that this is even here today, because you gave me the vision, the insight, and the encouragement to do that. And I think it's so important. I want you to hear that right now. Whatever you're doing, there is someone out there that is looking up to you. They're like, I want to do that too. It doesn't matter where you are. You could think you're at the lowest of the low on the totem pole, but there's someone else out there in the world that's looking at your life thinking you've got it great and they want to be where you are. So don't take that for granted. That's where gratitude comes in. And Casey was that person for me. Casey gave me the insight, the encouragement, and some knowledge to just launch in there and get started. She kept encouraging me. And one of the things that Casey learned about me was that I loved to be a cheerleader for others. I loved to encourage other women, especially. And so that's how my podcast got started. But the name actually came from a time that I was speaking. And I was talking about how we have this journey in life and how we have these bags that we end up carrying. And I kept saying, you know, hey, we have these bags that we carry, we keep loading them with all of these things that happened to us, right? So my bags were filled with my adoption rocks and my relationship rocks and divorce and kids and all of these things that had happened along the way. Not that kids happened to us, but I had some challenges with a son, and I had a son with some health issues that was born severely premature. And so I had rocks, right? These things that have occurred along our path and things that I thought about myself and internal blocks and limiting beliefs. Those were rocks in my bag, imposter syndrome, and all of these things that we pick up along the way from the words of other people that we begin to carry. And I saw those things as burdens, and I was carrying the burdens. But what I learned and what I was sharing in the speech one day was that we don't have to carry the burdens anymore. We can actually remove them and really look at them and say, what did I learn in this situation? What did this rock or challenge, struggle teach me? And do I want to continue carrying the weight of that lesson, or the actual lesson itself and what I took away from it? And so that's what I did. I began to really dive in and assess, what did my adoption journey, what did my struggles with my son or the lessons in the NICU and a divorce and the things that had happened, what did I learn from those? And I chose to remove the rocks and use those stories to help other people. So I gave the analogy of moving this rock out of my bag and creating a path that I could continue moving forward on. And also that those who came behind me that I could help, they could walk on my path too and use my lessons to help them. So we were moving rocks. And one of my friends, Leslie Martin, in this speech at a Texas Businesswomen's Conference, said hashtag rock movers. And I was like, that's it. That is my lesson. That's my story. That's the name of my podcast. And it just stuck. And I loved it. And I just want to thank the two women that helped bring this to fruition, Casey Haston and Leslie Martin. Just thank you. Thank you to the universe and God for putting those women in my path and for allowing me to be receptive to hear that, because that experience has created this experience for you and what you're listening to today. So as we begin to talk about the rocks in my bag and your bag and the bags of the people that you're helping, how you're helping them remove the rocks out of their baggage, observe it, take the lessons, carry the lesson, and remove the rock. I want you to consider each one neither good nor bad. Each one is a lesson. There's something you can take away that's going to make you better. I would not be who I am today. I wouldn't be talking to you today if it weren't for those rocks. They all aligned for who I am in this moment. Any one of those, if they were missing, I wouldn't be who I am. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for who I am in this moment. So if you could take one thing away from my rock moving journey or my story today, I want you to take this concept that the things that have happened to you are no longer good or bad. They were lessons that you needed to learn to be who you are today, to help those who need you tomorrow. And so that's what Rock Movers is all about. And I'm so grateful that you are here with me on this journey and that we get to go through it together. So thank you for listening. Stay tuned for some amazing guests and some intimate stories about my journey and about the rocks that I'm laying down in my path for you, my rock moving friend. I'm so, so glad that you are here with me today, tomorrow, and forever. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join me as a guest on the Rock Movers, there's a link in this episode where you can schedule a call with me today. I can't wait to hear your story and how you are moving rocks for yourself and those you care about. Again, I can't wait to share season 2 with you. And if you want to be a part of it, I can't wait to hear what you have to offer. So check the link out. Be sure to like and share this podcast with those that you feel like would be blessed by it. And thanks again for tuning in to the Rock Movers. See you next time.